You're with SBS Radio.
So I'm Jessica Starr, and I'm a first-year medical student at James Cook University, based in Townsville.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and the difference you're making in the community.
So for me, the scholarship means that I could attend university and do my undergraduate medicine, particularly at JCU, where they have such a strong focus on Indigenous health, where I can then go into the communities after graduating and work within them to help minimise the health disparities we see in Australia at the moment. So originally I'm from Canberra.
Being awarded this scholarship, there were so many candidates for this. What does it represent for you?
It means a lot to just have someone believe in my dreams and what I want to do to make a difference.
Yeah.
And being able to support me to make that difference within our communities.
Yeah. So the scholarship is $20,000. What's the money to be used for? Is it just for paying for the fees and what else?
To pay to live at uni and be able to actually live up here.
Yeah.
So I can study up here, because that's obviously a big expense. And then on textbooks and the equipment I require to complete my degree.
Yeah, yeah. And how did your parents react when they heard you'd won the scholarship?
Oh, they were very happy and very impressed with it.
Yeah.
Very proud of me.
Now, winners of this type of scholarships have to be ambassadors for the donor or just the community. Are you prepared to be a kind of an ambassador or a spokesperson for the community?
I think so. As long as I can help inspire some kids to follow what they want to do in their lives and to achieve what they want to, no matter what they want to do, and then be able to promote what community sector banking stands for, I think would be a really good thing to be able to do.
And I know you're just at the beginning of your studies, but down the track, what areas of expertise do you think you'll be specialising in, or are you considering?
So it's a combined degree, so you do both either way to become a doctor.
Yeah.
So I want to specialise either doing some paediatrics work or rural generalism, and really devoting my career to rural and remote Australia.
Pediatrics, that's working with little kids.
It's a bit of a different approach to medicine, working with kids, but I think either specialty would be rewarding, even working in a rural community and having experience with pediatrics.
Yeah. I gather you want to work in remote communities after graduating. Have you previously lived in a remote community?
Visited some briefly, and at the end of the year I've got a rural health placement.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing 2 weeks in a rural community, living amongst the community, and they try to fully immerse us in it, and then helping and seeing the health divides firsthand within this, either a hospital or a doctor's setting.
Yeah. And these scholarships are designed to coincide with NIDOC week. What is the meaning of NIDOC week for you?
I think NAIDOC week's really important to just bring awareness to everyone in Australia about the importance of Indigenous issues, as well as celebrating within the Indigenous community.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.